The following is a recording of a session that we recorded on May 31st, 2020, called Making the Most of Your Zoom Audio, How to Sound Close and Personal, where more than a couple dozen people came into a Zoom room to test out and get feedback on their audio setup and microphones. It was presented by Mike May and Kim Casey of Good Maps, Aaron Lawrenson from the San Francisco Lighthouse, and me, JJ Meadow from AT Guys. We have deliberately not edited this recording any further so you can hear exactly how it sounded on Zoom that night. For more information on this event, search for the companion post over at blindbargains.com. Now, on with the recording.
Okay, welcome to our Zoom session to test audio and a little bit of video. And thanks to Kim for already doing that and Aaron for setting up the hosts and JJ for help putting the word out. I thought we'd start with just some Zoom tips. Most of you probably know these things. You know, the thing is, this is a self-selecting kind of meeting. People come to these things when you're interested and you care. And part of the problem is it seems like a lot of people in Zoom meetings don't care. So you have really bad sounding audio. So you guys may all sound great. The point really is to maybe go from, you know, one notch better than where you were by just tweaking a couple things. So here's my list of tips. Number one tip is have your mouth close to the mic. So that means, best case scenario, have a boom mic that comes down to 2 or 3 inches from your lips. Or a separate, right now I'm running on my computer, I have a microphone that goes through a mixer, so it's a regular recording mic. That's not always possible, but that's one thing I have. Then I'm going to switch to my iPhone later with a boom mic like I'm talking about. But mic close to the lips is important. So things like AirPods and Aftershocks, the mic is 8-10 inches away from your mouth, depending on how big your head is. And that'll work, but it's not as ideal as the mic closer. It's the number one thing to remember. If you're going to use a mic further away, like in AirPods, then you do one of the other major tips, which is try to be in a fairly padded room. If you have Zoom Pro, then you can turn on original sound. On the PC, it'll stay on. I think on the iPhone, you have to go under more and turn it on each time. When you can have a wired connection to your computer, to your router, that helps with the dropouts and just gives you the best connection. Otherwise, strong Wi-Fi, you know, if that's the best you can do, then that's what you have to work with to avoid those dropouts. Avoid built-in mics on computers and webcams. That's where you get the most echo sound, auditorium sound. And to me, that's what makes a person feel like they're 20 feet away. If you were in a conference room and somebody was at the other end of the table, they're just not as close to you as the person sitting next to you. We hear them. And I think that gives an impression, whether it's socially or in a business environment. Try not to use the call-in number on the Zoom. Sometimes that's all you have, but that's where you're going to have the worst audio. If you are on just your iPhone, speak right into it. Again, if your mouth is close to that microphone, you may just sound fine with nothing. And then remember that on the PC, there's a test mic and test speaker. So you can hear exactly what you sound like by hitting the test mic. There's about a 5-second delay, and then it comes back to you. To avoid picking up JAWS and, well, it's harder with voiceover, but with JAWS, if you have a separate microphone and speaker, you can tweak things, and it is tricky, so that I think the best scenario is that the people on the call come out of your speakers and your earphone hears JAWS. That way the microphone is not picking up your JAWS coming through to everybody else. So that's a little tricky to set up, but it's a good scenario if you can. Of course, on the iPhone, you just turn voiceover off. So if a lot of people are checking into a meeting, it doesn't keep chattering and coming through your mic, assuming you're not muted. Aaron, JJ, anything else?
So, yeah, just to add to some of that, and obviously every setup is a little bit different. We've seen it all with hosting podcasts and such and having to do interview guests over Zoom and other platforms. Probably the biggest thing that we have to deal with is people listening to us or the meeting through speakers that are sitting in front of them, which are pointed at their microphone. So for me, the best thing that you could do is if you could have a good closed-in headset or
earbuds, where, you know, so you're hearing the speakers, you're hearing everybody else's audio in your ears. The microphone's not going to generally pick that up. It makes it a lot easier. You don't have that crosstalk. So there's two things that we don't want to hear. We don't want to hear your screen reader, and we don't want to hear the other people looping back. And that loop back can get very obnoxious very quickly. Some headsets have mute buttons on them. So those can be very useful. I know on the computer, of course, you can do keyboard shortcuts pretty easily, but on the phone, sometimes it's not as easy to find that mute button. The headsets, that can really be helpful. And also, I generally keep myself muted until I have something to say, because I never know what's going to happen in my background. You know, I live in a city. Things happen behind me. Things happen out the window. And if I'm not talking, there's no reason for me to keep my microphone on. So I try to do that. I'm talking through a USB headset mic right now. I do have an internal laptop mic that's okay, but you can hear more echo, as Mike mentioned, and I have a studio mic as well. So that's all I have to say for now, I guess, but thank you.
And this is Erin. I second what JJ says about background noise and keeping yourself muted. I actually am using a gaming headset that prioritizes noise cancellation in the microphone because my workspace is very close to a construction zone. And during the current work from home, I don't have a lot of control over the background noise that I may have. So while I have a higher quality podcast mic, it's not what I use for most of my meetings because I'm wanting as much background noise to filter out as possible. So I use a headset with a noise canceling mic. And I also allow Zoom, if it's a particular noisy time, I turn off original sound and allow Zoom to balance out the audio with its noise cancellation features that are built into Zoom, which you can also adjust in the Zoom sound settings. And I have some thoughts on video, but I think Mike and JJ, you were gonna demo some microphones while we're on the subject of audio, and then I can briefly go over that.
I just switched over to my Plantronics 4210 headset, which is a Bluetooth headset. The other one I was on was a Plantronics headset, and it has a much greater range. You can go about 100 feet from your device and it still picks up, and it's really good. That's from the Plantronics Savvy series. This Bluetooth wireless isn't as good as the other 900 megahertz DEC wireless, but probably sounds pretty similar.
Yeah, the only difference, I definitely hear less highs on that one. So it's all a bit of a personal preference. This is an internal laptop mic. A lot of things with the laptop mic, though, is you're also, if your webcam is on your laptop, you need to line up your webcam for video in a lot of cases. So that also is moving around your microphone. So that's one of the big disadvantages of using a system where you're using both audio and video at the same out of the same device. So if I come back to the USB device, this is my USB mic. It's right on my head. So even if my head moves around a little bit, the mic moves with me, and I'm not bumping the mic. The third one I have here is a studio mic. That's more for podcasts, kind of like Erin mentioned. But I think this one actually works. This is a V7 USB one. It's actually one we're going to have on our AT Guys site pretty soon. So, but I think a lot of USB headset mics, I think, are pretty well designed for this this task.
Good.
And I'll just add a few things about video, and Kim, feel free to add to this, because this is a blind person's interpretation of how to set up for a video call. And for anyone who cannot see me, I'm breaking all the rules I'm going to talk about momentarily tonight, because it was Sunday and I just couldn't be bothered to do everything I'm about to say to do. So one thing I suggest is use a stationary chair. For two reasons. It reduces your unconscious movements in the video frame. And this is more if you're presenting and people may have you in their speaker view versus just in the side gallery of a Zoom meeting. So for that, I would use a stationary chair, like a dining room chair, so I'm not subconsciously swiveling or bouncing. Tonight I'm sitting on an exercise ball, so this would not be ideal for a video presentation. The other thing is that your camera shot can be affected by your computer's distance from you, the height of the webcam, and also the angle of the webcam if it's built into your computer's screen. So if you want to get feedback like Kim did for us tonight, you can make a separate call with someone before an important call, use Aira or Be My Eyes and point it at your screen. Do one of those things to just find out, because it is very easy to get part of your face out of frame, which is very distracting for the people watching you. The reason I like to use a fixed chair is that I can line up the shot, figure out my distance from the computer, leave the laptop in place, and then I can run off and take a break or do whatever else I need to do and come back and know that I've got my video shot lined up if I need to prep it before a meeting. So others may have some things to add to that. Oh, the other thing I was going to say is that it's best if your light source is facing you. So like a window behind your computer or a lamp behind your computer versus overhead. And be aware that things that are behind you, especially if you don't have a Zoom background set up, may be in the shot. So walking directly back from your chair and checking if you've got things like an open closet door or a vacuum handle sticking up, all things that I have in my shot right now, because again, it's Sunday. But if you are lining up a professional shot, I recommend doing that quick check of the space just to see what else might be in that camera's line of sight.
Sounds good. Are we ready to roll into having each person? Why don't you go over the scheme, Aaron? Kim, anything to add before we get into that?
No, nothing. Aaron did touch on this, but I would say make sure there's no light source, window, or anything behind you, because that tends to trump all of the light that you might be putting on yourself.
Let me just add one thing on video as another alternative, and these are not cheap right now, unfortunately. I'm using an external Logitech webcam that I grabbed a couple months ago. They're retail for $100, and this one's now cost me $160. It's a C920. And the advantage of that is whenever I set my laptop down or me down, that the webcam is still sitting in the same spot. It's pretty much positioned to point at me sitting in this spot. So even if I happen to move my computer around or anything else, that webcam is giving me, it also gives me a more wide angle shot. Now it might be picking up too much, but I think it gives me a little more freedom as far as what it picks up as versus the built-in webcam. We're here to talk about audio, so.
Yeah, I have one on top of my laptop that's what I'm using now. But if you're using an iPhone, I got a really neat stand with about an 8-inch tube that goes up and then a slider on top of that. And it has a cradle which doubles as a charger for the iPhone. So, and you can, it angles a little bit one way or the other. So it's really nice to have that on your desk and get your iPhone positioned well and also to charge. Okay.
Great. I'll just go over how we're going to roll through everyone. Basically, we're going to ask you to stay muted until Kim calls your name. We're going to go in alphabetical order because that's how the Zoom panel is organized for us. And we'll ask you to share your name, what device you're on, like iPhone or computer or Android phone, the headset or microphone you're using, if you're using an external one, and how much that external mic or headset roughly costs, if you happen to know. Mike, am I forgetting anything in that? And then I'll go over how to unmute when it's your turn.
Just know this is being recorded, and we will provide this to people later on as well.
Yeah, so you can listen back later and see how you sounded, and also you can hear what mics and headsets people might have recommended. And there's about 32 of us. JJ's predictions were spot on how many people would come. So we're going to ask everyone to take less than a minute to have their audio moment. So leave out the extended life biographies here tonight for the sake of brevity. So for example, I'm Aaron. I'm zooming in on a PC laptop. I'm using a Logitech Astro gaming headset that appears to not presently be available from Amazon, so I do not have its price. So again, Kim will call out who's up and who's on deck. Reminder for anyone who needs it to unmute yourself when Kim does call your name is Alt-A on Windows, Command Shift A on Mac, star 6 if anyone happens to be calling in on a phone with a keypad, and generally the mute button is in the bottom left corner on iPhones, possibly in another place on other app iterations. So with that, I'll hand it over to Kim.
Okay. I have a couple of people with their hands up, so this is going to be out of order for the first two. So I have first Bob Sweetman. I think maybe you figured I was there's no one in the video there. I can come back to you, Bob, if you're not ready. Looks like he wandered out of the frame. Okay, I'll come back to Bob. Then we have Michael Morin. You also have your hand up, so that puts you first in the list. You can go first.
Hello. I want to thank everybody for their presentation. I am currently speaking to you on an iPhone 10, and I feel kind of silly because I have a whole studio set up here, and I would usually use my mixer, as Mike was talking about, USB mixer that goes into the computer, and I have several microphones. The one I like is a Shure SM7B. And that microphone, because it's such a high quality microphone, you would need to get a little bit further away from that, because if you get too close, it will take a lot of the bottom out of your voice. So, but that's because it's a high-end microphone, and the higher end you go, you need to watch for that. Also, I wanted to say that I got in a bind one time because I hooked a camera up to my computer, and then the computer was listening to the microphones in the camera, and I didn't realize that there were microphones in the camera, and so I went crazy for a while, and so I had to get that straightened out. And as Mike says, you know, we need to leave the original sounds on because Zoom has all these noise-canceling systems going on, and that's why we hear dropouts sometimes. So anyway, I guess that's more than you all wanted to hear, but that's it.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for sharing. Bob, I see you're back in the frame. Do you want to go ahead, Bob Sweetman?
Let's see. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Nope, you just muted yourself.
Okay, now can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so I'm using a laptop right now with a laptop microphone. I also a lot of times have a Plantronics headphone that I use, the same one that I use when I'm dictating into Dragon Naturally Speaking. That works well also. Right now I'm using headphones, so I don't have to worry about the sound coming out of another speaker. But if I do have a speaker turned on, the computer I'm using, I turn on speech on demand, insert spacebar followed by S. If you're using JAWS, that will turn on speech on demand, and then you don't have the screen reader interfering with either your speech or coming through to others.
Okay, great. I'm gonna go ahead and lower your, well, no, that'll just mess up the order. Okay, I'm gonna move forward. I have, Admin Nelly Emerson.
But Kim, I'm just going to mention to Bob that you did sound a bit echoey. So you
Hi,
might...
everybody. I'm Nelly Emerson.
Oh, okay.
And I am on a Dell Latitude laptop with internal speakers. And I am in a hard room, hardwood floor, and no soft materials.
Yeah, thanks, Nell. You are on the echoey side, but quite intelligible.
Okay, thank you.
Good to hear you.
Great. So up next, I have Andy's iPhone.
Can
if it's easier, I can unmute here and you can go ahead and talk. I don't know if you guys would prefer that.
Sure.
So if you unmute people, Kim, it will work, but it for some people and not for others, because it's device dependent whether it lets you override their mute.
Okay.
So folks, Kim may or may not be able to unmute you. So if you can unmute yourselves when she calls on you, that will be fastest probably.
Right. If you're telling people who's on deck, then hopefully they can get ready.
All right. I will. Okay. Right. So I think Andy's iPhone dropped out. I'm not seeing him in the list anymore. Next, I have Ibrahim Khalil.
Hello.
And who's on deck?
And next will be Belinda Collins.
Go ahead, Ibrahim. Amazon, what time is it?
Ibrahim, it looks like you're unmuted, but we don't hear your voice. So if you have a mute button on your headset or something, that might be active.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, who am I talking to?
Were you not here for the introduction?
No, I wasn't. Sorry,
okay.
I missed it.
Yeah, we want to get your name, what kind of device you're using, like iPhone or computer, and what kind of headset microphone you're using.
So, Ibrahim, I'm using iPhone and using a Skull & Candy Bluetooth headphone without a microphone.
Okay, good. And you're a little bit echoey, but not too bad. Thank you.
So it's using his mic. It's using his my iPhone internal mic, which you probably could put a little closer to yourself. Yep. Thanks.
Okay, up next we have Belinda Collins. After that, Kathy Whitaker.
Good evening. Can you all hear me?
Great.
So my name is Belinda, and I am using an HP laptop with a Logitech H390 USB headset, and that's about it.
Sounds excellent.
Great. I have, Kathy, you're already on it. Great. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and I'm using a Dell laptop with an internal microphone. I am in a soft room, and I am looking to see what headphone or mic might be best for me.
Good place to come. You sound good, it is a little bit, it's what I'd call fast echo. It's not bad.
Yeah, for an internal, that's not bad at all. Maybe a tiny bit loud. That Logitech H390, by the way, is about $30, it looks like.
Great, thank you.
Great. Up next, I have Christina Brino. After that, it'll be Deborah Kendrick.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Mike. Hi, everybody. I am using a laptop computer. It's very bizarre. I have the Logitech microphone and headset in, but the audio is coming out that I hear from you guys from my computer, but all my jaws and everything are coming through my headset. So I don't know if...
That's
I sound
nice.
Okay?
Yeah, it's an ideal setup. You sound good. You maybe on the loud side if you have a microphone, or you can go into the computer and turn your volume mic.
I was trying to do that before, and one of the settings said unavailable. I don't know why it was like that.
It's tricky.
Thank you.
Sound good.
Okay, and Deborah, you're next with Hai Nguyen Lee after that.
No Deborah yet. Do we want to go on to Hai and
Deborah, I'm going to try to unmute you.
Yeah, I already tried. It doesn't work.
Okay. Deborah, you have to
unmute. Wait, she's unmuted.
Oh, there she is.
Your connection's a little funky. Try it again, Deborah. Yeah, it might be a connectivity issue.
And now she's muted again, it looks like.
Hi, let's go ahead with you and we'll come back to Deborah.
All right, very good. Good evening, everyone. My name is Hai Wen Li, and I am running Zoom on a MacBook Pro 2014. I'm using Apple EarPods. These are the wired version. They used to cost about $30 back in the day. They're probably much cheaper now. And my room is full of hard surfaces.
Oh, good. You can hardly tell. Sounds good.
Okay. I will go ahead with Ilier Goka.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hey, can you all hear? You guys can hear me, right?
Nope.
All right. You know, I'm unmuted. I'm Alira, and I'm using Zoom on a PC. It's a Dell Latitude 5580. And I'm just using a regular wired earphone, so it's an earbud. And it's one of those earbuds where you have the, on the right side of the earpiece, like if you go down the cord, there's a volume up, volume down button, and then a pause button in the middle.
So is there a microphone on the earbud, or is it going to be, if not, it'd be using the internal?
No, I'm using my laptop's internal speaker.
And microphone. Well, that's the second person on a Dell. That sounds pretty good.
Okay. Internal microphone, yeah.
Yeah, it's medium echo, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
Did we get Deborah back yet? Okay. Thank you. Who was next, Kim?
This looks like Deborah's unmuted. There you are. Go ahead.
So, I didn't really join the call to get a mic check. I'm on my iPhone with a very old and beloved on-ear wired Bose headset. I want to know how I sound, but I usually use I have a Dell Latitude as well, and I usually use it either with this headset or a Bose Bluetooth headset or just the internal mic, and feedback is generally pretty good I'd be interested to hear what you guys say, but I want to tell you why I couldn't. 2 seconds before I joined the call, because this was the first Zoom meeting today, my iPhone told me I had to update before I could join the call, and I updated. And I hope it's temporary fluke, because all of the controls are not in the usual places.
I ran into the same thing, Deborah. There's a button, a thing you have to tap on up towards the top that says Zoom, to go back to where those old controls were.
Okay, because that's what I finally did, totally by just, you
poking
know,
around.
Mashing around on buttons, just, you know, banging around on the screen. So I'm glad it's not going to be that, so it's not permanently changed.
Hey, Deborah, okay. The one thing that I would say, although, I mean, you're clear, I'm not sure if it's Zoom's compression or something else. It does seem to be cutting out a lot of highs on your mic. So you hear a lot of your mids, and it's, you know, I can certainly understand what you're saying, but.
Do you have original sound?
I know you weren't looking for a mic tech, but.
But you're going to get
no,
it.
Actually, no, and I appreciate it, because the reason I came to this was to hear some microphone recommendations, because I have been thinking about I've never done any recording, and I've been thinking about doing some, so I know I need a mic or a headset with a mic, so I wanted to hear some reps.
If you don't already have the original sound enabled, go into more and turn it on, and then come back and let's hear what you sound like.
Okay. Will more still be in the usual? Oh, there's more.
Yeah, we'll go on to the next person, and then we'll come back to you.
Okay, the next person I see is just iPhone, and after that, Jim Fettgather. So if iPhone, if you know that you're identified as iPhone, go ahead and chime in.
Hello.
Let's see, still see it on mute. We can always come back. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Is this, I guess this is me. This is Don Barrett, known as iPhone, I suppose. Sorry about that. I'm talking. Yeah. Well, this is the first time I've ever used a Zoom app. I usually dial in because I'm very lazy. saw this. You all inspired me to do this. I'm using a Bose QC25 wired headset, probably somewhat similar to Deborah's, and it's work. It seems to be working out. I don't know. I'll be looking forward to hearing how this comes out.
Great, great. Well, when you go back to that Zoom app under settings, you can put your proper change iPhone to Don.
Thank you. I will do that for sure.
You do sound good.
And like Deborah, go into more and tap on original sound, and you will have to do that each time you come into the app.
Good to know. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you sound good. Thanks.
Thanks.
He has more highs than she did, though. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, Deborah. Yep. It's going to give you a quick chance.
I have the same problem that Erin heard about on her gathering the other day. I can't hear voiceover. Something I've got an SE a few weeks ago, and every Zoom call I'm on, the voiceover drops out to nothing.
Oh, that's a problem.
And so it is a big problem, and no one else seems to experience it. And no, it's not audio ducking. And yes, my volume is in the rotor, and that turns it up a tiny bit, but not enough for me to hear. So yeah. Anyway, so that's all. I couldn't hear the buttons to find it. But you say you have to do it every time. Is that right?
Yeah, on the iPhone, not on the PC.
Right. Okay. Well, so I'm going to mess around, see if I can get one of my Braille displays connected to the phone so I can see the buttons. And if that works, I'll raise my hand.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Great. Can
you mute me, Kim?
Can
you
sure will. Me? Yep. And I have Jim Fettgather up next. Looks like you're raring to go. Let me go ahead and mute Deborah once I can find her in the list. All right. You're up.
Well, thank you. Hello. I'm using a regular laptop PC with a newly acquired Blue Yeti microphone. I'm very impressed with it. It's got a ton of settings and along with original audio. So hopefully it sounds pretty good. The only disadvantage is when you're talking into a desktop mic is that you cannot face the camera very easily. So that's the only deficit. Otherwise, I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, it
Jim,
sounds
I'm
pretty
curious.
Good.
You
have medium. You have medium background, and I think I hear a fan going.
You would be correct.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Do you have original sound enabled, Jim?
I do. Yes.
Okay. I was curious if that was in play as well.
Yeah, you probably could. The Yeti, I believe, has a gain knob. You probably could actually bring that down a little bit, and that would pick up a little less of your background. Because that's the one thing you got to be careful with a mic like that is it will pick up everything that's running around you. So,
exactly. So I just did that. Maybe that makes a bit of a difference.
That's way better. You probably maybe a little more or not as entirely that much, but you can play with that and figure out the best setting.
It is pretty sensitive.
There you go.
Thanks for your thanks for your feedback, sir.
That's
appreciate
great.
That.
That's good.
I'd add one more thing. Jim, you did mention your camera, so it is showing basically from your top lip to below your chest. So we're not seeing your face at all.
Tip it up.
Okay.
If you're doing it on a laptop camera, the easiest tip that I found is you kind of draw a line in the air from where the mic is the camera is, which is usually in the center of the top of your monitor, to your middle of your face. And then you can kind of line it up that way.
Actually, JJ, I think he might have one of those fun cameras that's in the bottom right of his laptop.
Mine.
Yes.
Oh, even more fun.
I know. So if you do tip it up, then we'll all be looking up your nose.
See, there you go. We'll know where your camera is.
So you're where you're touching. Actually, go ahead and touch where you just did on your screen.
Talking to me?
Your thumb is over your camera. But I can see your face, and it's perfectly lined up at that angle.
Hey, there you go.
Okay. Next up, we have John Gassman. After that, Larry Gassman.
All right. I have, it's a Hoyle 40, which is nice microphone. Since we do a lot of internet radio and podcasting, I figured, and while I'm still working and can afford it, go out and do it. So got the very nice microphone on a boom, and I have a Heath Allen 12-channel mixer, which is nice. two or three sound cards, which allows me to have JAWS on one card and then other content on a second card, and eventually Zoom will be on the third card, so we can regulate volumes as we go. The headset is a nice, lightweight Sony. I think it's about $90, but it's all broadcast quality. It's kind of nice to be able to do this. So,
believe. Yeah, sound good, John.
That's great. And if you wanted to go that, if you're doing a lot of actual presentations, doing that more professional sound, you could get a four or six channel mixer for under $100, consumer grade, and a good microphone for under $100. So this is not entirely unattainable for some of you if you're going to be doing a lot of presentations, especially.
I don't have a camera on this PC because I don't do that much with regard to meetings where I have to talk. If I need to do that, I'll just grab my iPhone and do it. But
thanks. Yeah. Sound great.
Okay, we have Larry next, and after that, Mary Ann Migliorelli.
Yep.
Well, the advantage for you all is that we're twins, and we do radio shows and FS Cast and all kinds of stuff together. So what he has, I do too. So it's pretty much the same, except that I have probably, since we're twins, I have 3 minutes less lisp than he does. So there's the consonants probably are a little better. I would say probably that in terms of mixer, for what I do, it's fine. I don't have a video camera hooked to this computer, but I do have one on my work computer over there and another one on my laptop as well. So I do use them from time to time.
Yeah, sound good, Larry.
Thanks, Mike.
Marianne?
Hi, I am Marianne. I am doing exactly what you guys say not to do, which is to have my iPhone 10 and my AeroPex Aftershocks, but I am in a very soft room in my office. So hopefully this sound is reasonable.
It is reasonable. You can tell you're in a room, but it's not, you know, the fact that it's not a big echoey room, you get away with it. I love the AeroPex.
I do too. I'm spoiled by them.
All right, thank you. I have Monica, and after that, Robert Kaiser.
Hi, this is Monica. I'm using a desktop computer with a wired USB Logitech 540 headset.
You sound good. Wired is often a really safe way to go. You can get if you don't need to wander around when you're in meetings and you're at your keyboard, it's a good way to go to be wired mic.
And I have a lot of hard surfaces around me. May I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
My question is for the gentleman that talked about the iPhone stand.
Yes.
Do you know which one it is, or could we get it?
I believe the company's called Lizen, Lizen. I'll look it up real quick, and I'll mention it here in a couple minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have Robert next, and Ruth Williams will be after Robert.
Okay, can you guys hear me? Hello?
Yep, you sound pretty good.
Yep, we hear you.
Go ahead.
It's amazing because I'm in a room with a very bad echo. I'm using a Dell Latitude 5550 computer, Windows 10. I'm using the internal mics at the moment, and I have the microphone volume up to 100, but it likes to fluctuate, and I don't know why.
I've just said if you could turn your mic down, that would help. But that being away from the mic in a loud live room is makes it tough.
Yeah, and Zoom does in audio settings have an option that says automatically control. I usually uncheck that box.
Where is that in the audio settings? It's in the audio, because I tried to look for it, I couldn't find it.
Yeah, you're definitely in a situation though where, I mean, yes, I can understand you, but. It's definitely that's not an ideal setup, as you probably might be aware.
I've been told that, and there's nothing I can do. I've got two blankets on and getting the sound, and it just doesn't work. I've got the windows open, figuring out how nothing works.
Yeah, definitely look at getting a headset or. Cool. Thanks.
Okay, I believe it's Ruth next. And then after that, Sam Clausen.
Hi, I've got a Zeus laptop internal mic. I'm in a sunroom with large open windows, tile floors. Like Kathy and Deborah, I'd like to know what microphone to buy.
Yeah, you too have some echo going on and are a bit in the background. As I'm hearing, the ones that are sounding the best to me are the people that are wearing various wired headsets. But I don't think that's the only answer. But that seems to be some of the better ones that we're hearing, other than our studio podcaster people.
All right. Go ahead and move on to Sam Clausen. After that, it'll be Shane.
Sam Clausen from Iowa. Welcome from Iowa. I am using a Audio Technica 2020 microphone, and then got headphones right directly out of the microphone. And I usually use a Shure SM58 and go through a mixer, but I just got this handy Lightning to USB thing, and so I'm using a iPad and going that route.
Sam, JJ and Mike might suggest differently, but I would turn down your microphone a little bit if you can. It sounds really clear, but it's clipping just a tiny bit because of how much gain it has.
Agreed. Other than that, it sounds great.
Yeah. So that's on an iOS device?
Yes.
That's great.
How about now?
You could go a little further. So does your microphone have an adjustment knob on it?
Yes. Yes, yeah, it does.
You could go even a little more.
How about now?
Probably even a little more. So what I would just recommend is just the test, going in the test audio.
Yep.
You know, and that's the weird thing. Zoom, if you know, you do something in Skype and you go over to Zoom, like they all do things a little bit differently as far as how they interpret audio. So,
you know, okay.
Especially if you're going to present. But yeah, that's a very clear sounding mic.
Thanks, JJ.
Thank you.
Okay. Up next, we have Shane. After that, it'll be Steve Bauer.
All right. Hello. Shane, I am using a Corsair Virtuoso headset. I am currently connected via USB, and with your permission, I'll just hit the wireless switch. I like to wander. I'm now using the wireless mode of the same headset.
So that's a Bluetooth headset, or what is that?
It's,
sounds really clear.
2.4 gig wireless.
Oh, okay.
On the wireless mode.
Is on a computer?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it definitely picks up your background, but it's very clear.
Oh, I'm outside, so I'm in a very big room.
You said that you, what was the Corsair? What was the model number?
It's a Corsair Virtuoso.
Virtuoso.
Virtuoso. And all right. It's the premium version, not the second edition.
Good to know.
Or special edition. Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. We have Steve Bauer, and after that will be Tim Cummings.
And Kim, I think I might have, Mike May, I might have muted one of your instances while trying to mute someone else.
Okay, this is Steve Bauer, and I mostly came to listen to other people's microphone suggestions, although I did just go in and uncheck original sound is checked, and adjust my level is not checked, so be curious to see how that sounds. This is just an inexpensive wired headset that I'm using, and like I say, just came to listen to other microphone suggestions, and thinking about probably getting a lapel mic to start with, just so I can, you know, wear AirPods and not have the horrible sound they provide.
You sound great, Steve.
Corsair Virtuoso, I believe it's the same one. It's $200, so that's on the high end. And do you know the model of the one you have there, Steve?
Oh, no, this is not Corsair. This is...
No, I know. That I was referring to the previous person.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're fine. Do you know what you have, though, for a model?
I don't. It's just, it was, you know, just a...
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. An expensive wired one.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll have you and Mike Moran go for a little bit of bass voice contesting. Did my chat message just come through?
You know, I haven't been following those. I closed it so I could see more participants. Okay. I don't see an incoming chat, so no,
yeah,
I don't see it.
I don't think so either.
There must be a send button in there that I needed to activate. I'll do that. But the phone stand is by Lisen. Who's next, Kim?
Is it Tim Cummings?
Yes. Good evening. Hey. I'm running an MXL MM130 microphone, which costs about $86 on Amazon, into my Mackie 802 VLZ3 mixer into a Presonus Audio Box i2. And the thing I like about this mic is two things. One, it will work either on an iOS device or on a PC. And the other thing, it has an adjustable gain setting, as well as two pickup patterns, an Omni pattern and a cardioid pattern. I'm now using the Omni pattern.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite one so far.
Very good. I mean, it's a you get what you pay for situation. That's great. Yep.
So after Tim, I have Victor Marcus, and then the phone number starting in 510.
Hi, everyone. I am on a Dell Latitude PC, but I am using a Sony Bluetooth headset to hear, and I have a wired Rode Smart Lavalier microphone plugged directly into the computer. The advantage of the Smart Lav, which is a lapel microphone, is that it can be used with either the iPhone or the computer, and I wanted versatility to be able to do either, you know, if I was recording videos or doing online teaching or so forth. So I'm in a hard room, but it's pretty small, and I'm not sure how I'm sounding. If you want to give me feedback, that'd be great.
You sound good.
You have a price on that, Victor?
Yeah, that was, I think it was $79 that I got it for on Amazon, and then there's a $20 adapter cord, an SC1 adapter that plugs into the PC.
Awesome. Cool. Thanks. Hello, Kalamazoo.
All right. So up next is the phone number starting in 510. After that, the 620.
Hello.
Hello.
Yep.
Yeah, I couldn't get in with my computer on the linkage, Lighthouse linkage, but you calling from it's blind shell basic phone with buttons, and I had quite a time getting in, so this is the first time I've used it on Zoom.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, the blind shell, of course, doesn't have a Zoom app on it, so you wouldn't be able to, the link wouldn't work on that particular phone you're left using.
Well, it didn't work on my computer either, which is, I use a USB, it's a Dell computer, laptop, desktop, and I have a adapter with a headphone I use, or else just a plain USB mic, and that works pretty well on Zoom when I get through.
All right. Well, sorry you weren't able to get through.
Yeah.
But
it must have filled up.
Kim, I see we also have Andy's iPhone with their hand up. Maybe we can go to them and then come
made
back
in. Andy made it back in.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Andy, and I'm really sorry. I've been in and out because we have a civil disobedience situation going on here, and I keep getting, every few minutes, I keep getting these public safety alerts that just trash everything. I'm with an iPhone and a Aftershocks Trex Air, which I bought from JJ, actually, and enjoy very much. But I've been told that on meetings that my audio is low, and there's one particular meeting where I have to read a report, and people have told me that they had trouble hearing me.
Low or loud?
Because that's low.
That's loud.
Okay.
So your volume is good, but you've got medium echo. So if you can get in a more padded room, that'll help with those aftershocks.
Well, one thing I did that maybe have changed it for this time around is...
Now you're low.
I don't know.
That's weird. Your volume just took a dive.
Yeah.
Went in half.
Okay.
So maybe that's what. So does Zoom on the iPhone have, as far as audio settings, is it besides that original sound box? I'm not sure what else there is.
No. There's no other setting.
Yeah.
It could be your connection maybe drops out partially or is intermittent. It'd say something again.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, now you're low again, but you came in like gangbusters.
Do you have a lot of background noise, perhaps? Because I wonder if Zoom is trying to compensate for something in your background and then bringing your volume down too far.
No, I muted the TV. It's perfectly quiet in here.
Huh, well, maybe it was better with the TV on.
It sounds like his starts out, like for the first couple of syllables, it comes out almost clear, and then it drops right away.
Yeah.
Which it wasn't doing before.
And it looks like the chat messages have been going just to me, so I'm going to copy those and put them in an email to Kim and JJ, and when we send out the recording, we'll send out any of the links. I guess I didn't in it. There's different security settings for the chat, and I think in one of my meetings I had them just going to me for some reason. So I've been hijacking the group chat, unbeknownst to me. I'm sorry.
Well, it's better to send it to the whole group anyway, so that's fine.
Yeah, we'll put them in with the recording. This way everyone else's screen readers weren't yelling at them as the chats came in. I did it on purpose.
Good idea.
Aaron, interestingly enough, people are able to send me personal, just direct messages.
Yeah, that will work. I think that's I just on one of my meetings had disabled the ability to chat to the whole group because I didn't want to have to monitor that side channel. And I guess that setting stuck.